Welcome back to another broadcast. I'm going to pick up on a different topic. We're still along the same line of identifying lies that have been stated to us or conveyed to us, and we eventually grasp onto and have taken them as the philosophy of our life. One of them being that I must be perfect. The second one is that I must earn everyone's love and acceptance. And today we're going to talk about a different one. And the lie that some are tempted to believe or have been in pattern to believe or have a hard time releasing themselves from the concept, and that is, it is easier to avoid problems than to face them. I mean, how many people do you know that instead of solving problems, they avoid the problems? Instead of a problem that's amongst family members, instead of sitting down and talking about it, they choose to push it under the carpet and ignore it and hope that it'll go away. I mean, that's as foolish as, remember when we were kids, or if you've had kids and you're playing hide and go seek, and I remember playing with my little ones as they were growing up, you know, and I would like hide in a real easy place so that they could find me. And I remember with my little daughter saying, okay, Mary Beth, go hide. And she would run over to her mother and bury her face in her mother's lap and put her hands in front of her face. Okay. And I'd count, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10. I wonder where she is. And I'm walking around the room, and of course I can see her, right? And she's giggling. And I'd say to my wife, I hear her laughing, but where is she? And she's thinking that she's hiding from this problem of being found simply by burying her face in my wife's lap. And some of this, we wind up burying our heads in a proverbial sand, you know, of running away from the problems that we face. And is that really going to solve our problems? There's a quote from a book, The Road Less Traveled. If I'm quoting somebody, it doesn't necessarily mean that I endorse everything that they've ever written in their life or anything they're going to write or anything that they've ever said. But they state this. Fearing the pain involved, and this is talking about addressing a problem. Fearing the pain involved amongst all of us to a greater or lesser degree, attempt to avoid problems. We procrastinate, hoping that they will go away. We ignore them, try to forget them, pretend that they do not even exist. We attempt to get out of them rather than suffer through them. And then he makes this statement. This tendency to avoid problems and the emotional suffering inherent in them is the primary basis of all mental illness. That is a heavy statement. It's the primary basis of all mental illness. You see, trying to run from our problems or avoid our problems or bury our face in our hands thinking that they will go away is not going to solve our problem. I remember talking to my mother. She came home from work one day, and I remember sitting at the dinner table, and she was sharing about the work that she did, and she was a nurse at the time. She's retired now. She was a nurse at the time, and she had shared how sad it was for this one woman. And she never said the name, so I don't know who it was. And she stated this, that the woman had some kind of a tumor or some kind of a cancerous growth, and it was on their neck, and it was kind of large, you know. And when they found that it was well into advanced stages. Now, we're talking back in the 70s now, so getting victory and healing over cancer back then was very slim. And the woman was asked, why didn't you go to a doctor earlier to get this thing examined? And her statement was, she was afraid. You see, she was afraid to go to the doctor and for him to say, you have a tumor or you have a cancerous growth and we need to deal with this. And because she was afraid to open up that door and go into that new room for her life and experience what is there, she tried to avoid it. And what did she do? She created a greater problem for herself. Eventually, she was forced to face the problem. However, when she was finally forced to face the problem, there was no desirable solution to that problem. and she was terminal. And that's really sad. But, you know, that happens in marriages where a husband won't talk about problems, or a wife will avoid the problems that they have, and they ignore them, and they run from them, until eventually the problems get so big. I don't know that I went to school with the gentleman when I was in Bible college, but I know that he went to the same place that I did. He's out of the ministry now. He had been pastoring a church, and eventually some things began to crumble, and his marriage crumbled, and he's in another state now, and we had hooked up through Facebook, I think, and communicated, and he just kind of stated that there was too much water under the bridge. And that's really a sad statement. That meant that they had too many problems that were happening along the way that they didn't try and address, that they didn't take care of when they were smaller problems. But do you know what makes up a gigantic snowman? Little tiny snowflakes. And if you've ever made one, you take snowflakes that are little tiny, and you take a handful or two handfuls, and you squeeze them together. And then you, now this is for those of us up north who know how to do this, okay? You squeeze them together, and you drop it down on the ground, and you start pushing it through the snow, right? And as you push it through the snow, it starts to get bigger and bigger. Then you got to turn it so that it becomes round, and you keep rolling it the other way until eventually you've got this gigantic bottom of a snowman that you can hardly push anymore. And how did it start? It started with little tiny packs of snow that kept picking up other smaller packs of snow, until eventually you had a boulder of snow. And see, if we have problems and we try to avoid them because we believe it's easier to avoid problems than to face them, then those problems pick up other problems. And the problems that pick up other problems pick up other problems, until eventually you have this boulder of problem in your life. You're eventually going to face your problems. So you might as well face them now instead of avoiding them. Let's look at some common things about avoiding problems. Does this describe you? I wait until the last possible moment to do an unpleasant task. I put off making an appointment with the dentist. Sometimes I put it off because I just don't have time. If there is a problem, I talk to someone not directly concerned. That means, in other words, instead of going to the person with whom I have a problem, I go to someone else and address the problem. When arguing, I try to talk about sideline issues and not the real issue. Am I describing you? I save the hardest work until last. See, these are characteristics of people who try to avoid problems. I don't know about you, but when I'm going to have a task, I remember I was interviewed for a job one time, and they asked me how I go about trying to create my daily schedule or solve problems. And I just kind of put down, you know, I look at the problems that I have, list them, and I find the most undesirable task or the hardest task and move that to the top of the list, unless there's absolutely something that is time sensitive, and get the thing that I can't stand to do, get it out of the way, and then start taking care of other issues. I usually save the best for last as my reward. But I'm a different person than that. My lie is not avoiding problems. It doesn't say I never avoid them, but that's not the lie that I believe. I've struggled with other things besides that the Lord's finally been able to help me. But how about you? Are you avoiding problems instead of really facing them? So if you did, let me ask you, do you help your children do the same? Are you an enabler to someone else to do the same? You're always solving their problems for them. You're always, if they can't do their homework, you do it for them. If they can't accomplish something, you go and do the task for them. They have a project they're supposed to do. You do more of the project than they do. They have a problem with a person down the street, or your child has a problem with someone in the youth group. Are you the one going over there, I'm going to go talk to them and try and get this thing resolved? Maybe you ought to just stay out of it and let them learn how to face problems and solve problems. Otherwise, you're going to have a 19-year-old who won't know how to address any problems, who's going to run away from problems because somebody's bailed them out all their life. And so we really don't want that to happen. We've taught about the negative side, or things not to believe or consider when it comes to avoiding problems. But let's look at some other statements. Did you know that problems just don't go away? They pile up day after day. Avoidance is not an escape. It's a postponement. If you try to avoid a problem, all you're doing is postponing you facing that problem. So your best bet is to face the problem right away. Suffering must be endured until the problem is faced. So the longer it takes you to address the problem, the more you have to suffer from it. If you've got a problem that has to do with tasks at work or relationships that you have or your finances, and you keep pushing it away, and then you're sitting in the car, you're listening to the radio, or you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden you remember you have to take care of that, and you try to push it away, and you just turn the radio up louder or try and block it out. Later on that night, you're sitting, maybe you're watching the television, maybe you're not, maybe you're reading. And next thing you know, something happens, something said, you remember something, boom, that problem's right back in your face again. You try and push it away. You go to bed, you sleep if you can, you wake up in the morning, and as your feet are hitting the bed, there it is again. You're remembering it again. And you know what? You're going to continue to experience the suffering and the emotional struggle that that problem brings until you solve it. So you can either suffer a little while and address the problem earlier, or you can go long time suffering and delay through procrastination and eventually face the problem that's a bigger problem with all the suffering that you already have, and then finally the initial suffering of facing it. You know, problems often grow in magnitude if they are left unattended. Stop and think. People are having relationship problems, whether it's marriage problems, whether it's sibling problems, whether it's your problems with your coworkers or people with whom you attend church. Problems in relationships will grow in magnitude if you leave them unattended. If you are spending more than you're making, the longer you avoid dealing with that, the longer you're in that situation, the greater the problem is going to get. Your responsibilities at work, and you have tasks that have deadlines on it, and you have responsibilities that need to be taken care of, and you're avoiding them, sooner or later, will they go away or will they get greater in magnitude? You know what? They're going to get greater in magnitude, because not only will you have today's problems to solve, but yesterday's, the day before, last week's, 2 weeks ago, you'll have more work to do than you'll have time to be able to complete it. And then you're going to find yourself facing other consequences that you could have avoided had you simply not tried to follow the lie of it's easier to avoid problems than to face them. When a problem is faced, did you know that it's seldom as bad as it was imagined to be? I remember years ago, I didn't know what the problem was, but I was playing touch football in the parking lot with the teenagers when I was the principal of the Christian school. And my son went to block me, and when he hit me in the side, the one rib just kind of bunched up against the other rib, kind of like if you take your two fingers and put one finger on top of the other. That's kind of what the ribs did. And I was experiencing pain on my side and up in my chest area. It didn't happen right away. It happened a couple days later. And I'm saying, am I having a heart attack? I didn't have any medical insurance. What am I going to do? I'm going to cure all this debt. And I'm sitting there, and finally I said, Tony, just face the problem. Go to the doctor. It's better to be alive and in debt than to die and leave all kinds of debt and problems with your family. Just take care of it. And when I decided to take care of it, the problem was so much smaller to deal with. Then fortunately, when I went to the doctor, it turned out to be nothing. But when I faced it, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And you know what? Your problems, if you face them, aren't as big as they appear to be. But if you follow the lie and try to avoid problems rather than face them, you will eventually face giant problems. So, until the next time, God bless.